It is 7 minutes past seven here with what it says in the papers is Ronan Kelly.
Thanks, Justin. Catherine Connolly's campaign has hit a wall while Heather Humphreys is plucking at the harp strings. These are the stories told by two photos appearing in several papers this morning. Tom Holland's in The Times and Independent shows Catherine Connolly's face on a new mural in Dublin's Docklands, while Grainne Ea's picture of Heather Humphreys shows her playing a harp while canvassing in Wexford. That's in The Examiner and The Mail. Beside that picture in The Mail is a photo of Catherine Connolly looking stony-faced as she refuses to answer questions from The Mail's reporter. The Times says that while Catherine Connolly is still being put under pressure for her work as a barrister in repossession cases, yesterday Heather Humphreys was being put under pressure for decisions taken while she was manager of a credit union. She said some decisions had to be taken as a matter of last resort, but no one lost their house while she worked there. She went on to say that while she knows she's the underdog in this campaign, she absolutely believes she can win. But what's all that got to do with the price of butter? Everything, according to The Mail. It reports that a survey of grocery prices shows a sharp increase since this time last year, with a pound of butter now €1 more expensive. The Mail believes price increases like this will prompt a backlash against the government in Friday's election. Fergus Finlay, writing The Examiner, hopes that that backlash won't include spoiled votes. He despairs at meeting people who are hell-bent on spoiling their votes. He writes that the vote is valuable and he asks readers to imagine a scenario. It's polling day. You have your polling card in your pocket and you've brought some identification just in case. But when you get to the polling station, there's a big burly guy blocking your way in. There's a bulge under his jacket that looks suspiciously like a gun in a holster. You don't need to come in here, he says. It's okay, you can go home, have a cup of tea. We'll make the decision for you and fill in your ballot paper. You're not needed. Below that piece in The Examiner, a professor of behavioural science, Nuala Walsh, writes about the history of TV debates, the traps candidates and viewers can fall into. During tonight's debate, she advises you to look beyond the candidates' appearance and their performance. Use the debate to test your judgment, she says, not to rubber stamp it. Another story common to most papers this morning is the invention of a so-called bionic eye. The Sun says that a group of patients who had lost their eyesight due to age-related degeneration have had a tiny chip the size of a grain of sand inserted into their eyeballs. This was then connected to special glasses that projected an image onto the chip, which then sent a signal to the brain, allowing the patients to see. The same story is in The Star, which has another health report below it, this time with one of the oddest photos in the papers today. It shows a woman lying on an operating table playing a clarinet while her brain was being worked on by neurologists. They were stimulating her brain to ease the symptoms of Parkinson's, one of which was the loss of full control over her fingers. During the procedure, she got movement back and was able to play her clarinet once more. And in the letters pages in the Irish Times, readers are lamenting the fact that the Irish language versions of street names have been vandalised on street signs in Belfast. One letter writer, Arthur Brady, says that on a lighter note, when a GAA club was being established in East Belfast a few years ago, there was a suggestion that it be called Harland and Wolf Tones.